The future of the homeless camp near the Waianae Boat Harbor is still very much in question, even though the governor says no sweeps are imminent. Today on our reality check, we're joined by Honolulu Civil Beat's Natanya Friedheim. Good morning, Natanya.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So I understand you were at an interesting meeting last night?
Yes. The Waianae Coast Neighborhood Board held a special meeting last night, and about 100 people from the community and residents of the large homeless encampment at the Boat Harbor attended.
Wow, that's quite a crowd.
Mm-hmm. It lasted about 2.5 hours, and a lot of the testifiers were voicing their support for the people who lived in the encampment, and also voicing frustrations over what they saw as a lack of transparency in the state's plans for the encampment.
And so what came out of that meeting?
It was mostly a discussion, and it was sort of the first time that community members had a chance to weigh in on what they thought should happen to the camp, and also an opportunity for a public discussion between the camp leaders, Twinkle Borg and some other people who live there or are in the communities, and the governor's chief of staff, Mike McCartney. They discussed some of the plans moving forward.
So it was really just more of an opportunity to vent and ask questions?
Exactly. And an opportunity for Mike McCartney to clarify what he characterized as a miscommunication that had happened last week. Because last week, at the official neighborhood board meeting, state homeless coordinator Scott Morishige had announced the state plans to clear the encampment.
I'm curious, was anyone from DLNR there to talk about, you know, what they have planned for that area with the shrimp ponds?
That's a great question. There was nobody from DLNR. Mike McCartney was really the only official from the state. And some of the testifiers were upset that Morishige and then a DLNR official who had attended last week's meeting, Pua Ayo, was not at the meeting today.
That's interesting because, you'd think he wouldn't say that or announce that if, he hadn't been, cleared to make that official, but all very interesting turn of events there. So what's the next step?
The next step is Governor Ige has announced that his office is looking for another parcel of land for the people who are at the encampment where they could move to. And this camp is pretty unique homeless encampment. It's seen as many as a model for what people call safe zones, or a place that people can, if they are homeless, can find shelter and sort of a shelter without walls in some ways. This is a very self-organized and self-governed community, unlike a lot of the other large encampments around the island.
Did they share if they've had any success in narrowing down areas or how many parcels they're looking at?
It's not clear how many parcels they are looking at. The camp leader, Twinkle Gorg, said that she does have her eye on one parcel in Waianae in the valley. And that day, on Thursday before the meeting, she and some of the other leaders had looked at a large parcel at Ka'ahumana Farm, which is up in a valley on the leeward coast. And so that Ka'ahumana Farms is a large nonprofit with, I think, over 50 acres, and they are looking just at a four-acre parcel. And the camp leaders did clarify that they are willing to pay for a lease to, if they are able to use the land.
Okay, well, we'll have to watch that closely and see what happens. Thanks so much. That was Honolulu Civil Beat's Natanya Friedheim with today's reality check. To read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.